KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 81, currently mostly clear and 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Authorities in Pottawatomie County said Wednesday that a Cass County man and his son were injured when their vehicles collided with an AHSTW school bus Tuesday evening. Sergeant Jason LeMaster with the Pott County Sheriff's Office told KJAN News yesterday that a 1989 Pontiac Grand Am driven by 33-year-old Jason Hammond of Atlantic was traveling east on Highway 83 at around 4:13 p.m. Tuesday near the intersection of Highway 83 and 530th Street when his vehicle collided with the bus driven by 66-year-old James Hester of the Avoca area.
Hester was traveling in a school bus proceeding south on 530th Street attempting to cross Highway 83. When they ended up basically meeting in the middle. The driver of the Grand Prix stated that it's a new vehicle. He did not have plates on it yet, and he was traveling the speed limit when the school bus came out in front of him, causing them to collide.
Hammond and his son were transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic, where the son was treated for minor injuries before being released.
When deputies arrived at Cass County to investigate a little bit further, they had found out that the Hammond was actually flown by Midwest MetaAir to UNMC in Omaha to be evaluated a little bit further. There was two students on the school bus that looks like received minor injuries, and they were transported to Cass County as well by private vehicle.
A citation was issued to James Hester for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. Officials of the Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a fire that destroyed several structures in downtown Exira back on July 14th and was completely extinguished a few days later is being treated as a criminal investigation. The incident, which started inside Jerry's Bar, remains under investigation by the Audubon County Sheriff's Department and the Department of Public Safety's State Fire Marshal Division. Investigators say they determined a specific area inside the bar where the fire began, but they will not release additional information at this time because the incident remains an open investigation. Firefighters and the equipment from their 26 departments battled the blaze that ultimately destroyed about one half city block. They were supported by dozens of local volunteers who brought food and water to offer relief from the long hours and hard work. Anyone with information about the fire they think might be helpful in solving it should contact the Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 712-563-2631 or the arson hotline at 1-800-532-1459. A financial reward may be available for anyone who provides information that leads to a successful arrest and prosecution. Iowa Congressman David Young on Wednesday announced the Glenwood Fire Department will receive $484,788 in grant funding through the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. The funding was authorized by the U.S. House Committee on Appropriations, of which Congressman Young is the only member from the state of Iowa. The AFG program awards competitive grants to fire departments and other organizations nationwide to obtain and maintain necessary equipment, facilities, training, and programs. The AFG program is part of a larger preparedness effort in support of the safety, security, and health of the public. Congressman Young said this important grant funding will help to ensure the Glenwood Fire Department has the resources to work safely and effectively, and he said that he's pleased the award will benefit our firefighters and the safety and security of the entire Glenwood community. Well, police in Creston late Wednesday morning arrested a man on a Department of Corrections warrant for violation of probation. 19-year-old Kane Farlow of Creston was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for theft in the second degree and eluding. Farlow was being held without bond in the Union County jail. And 41-year-old Kerry Porter of Creston was arrested at around 1:10 a.m. today in Creston for public intoxication. Porter was being held in the Ringgold County Jail at a $1,000 bond. Montgomery County Auditor's Office reminds those persons who are thinking of running for office in the November 7th city elections that you may file your completed nomination papers with the Montgomery County Auditor's Office until 5 p.m. on September 21st. The nomination filing window opened on Monday. Anyone with questions about the necessary number of petition signatures may call the Auditor's Office at 712-623-5127. The Montgomery County elected offices that will be on the ballot include in Red Oak, the mayor's seat, one at-large and one Ward 2 position on the city council. In Elliott, the mayor and three at-large council seats. In Stanton, three at-large council seats. In Villisca and Coburg, nominations are being accepted for mayor and two at-large council members. And in Grant, the mayor's job along with five at-large council seats are up for grabs. The deadline to pre-register to vote for the regular city election is 5 p.m. on October 27th. The deadline to request an absentee ballot to be mailed to you is 5 p.m. on November 3rd. And on Election Day, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Montgomery County. The polling sites include the Red Oak Gold Fair Building for Ward 1, Red Oak Fire Station for Ward 2, the First Christian Church in Red Oak for Ward 3, the Elliott Community Building for Precinct 4. Precinct 5 ballots will be cast to the Grant Fire Station. Stanton Fire Department is the site for Precinct 6, and Villisca Community Center, building, that is for voters in Precinct 7. If you need any more information, contact Montgomery County Auditor's Office during their regular business hours, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Republican Senator Joni Ernst spoke this week at a big Republican event, the state that holds the first in the South presidential primary. The crowd in South Carolina gave her a standing ovation before she even said a word.
Please be seated. Oh, for heaven's sakes. I appreciate it very much, South Carolina.
Ernst has been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate of the future. She immediately mentioned the 3 years that she lived in South Carolina when her husband was the commander at Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
I truly enjoyed it because you know what? Iowa is home to me, but South Carolina, your folks, the people here are so much like my folks back home. You are good grassroots conservatives, and I love it. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you so much.
Ernst talked about her childhood on a little dirt farm in southwest Iowa. She said she worked construction with her dad in the summer and did all the dirty, horrible jobs on the farm, too.
It taught me to understand how we need to work with our hands, respect those that do. That's one thing that binds all of us together is that we respect people who work hard to do better for their families.
Ernst also mentioned her first 2014 campaign ad, the one about castrating hogs on her family farm and cutting pork in Washington, D.C.
It's really important that we focus on what the federal government should do and what the federal government maybe shouldn't be doing, because we do need to cut the pork, don't you agree? It's much better served as South Carolina barbecue, most definitely.
Ernst was speaking Monday evening at the annual barbecue fundraiser for a South Carolina congressman. One of her biggest applause lines came when she and the crowd celebrated the confirmation of President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court.
It was so important that we elected a Republican president and one that we knew would select the right person to serve on our court. Thank God for Donald J. Trump.
About 1,100 people attended the event in Anderson, South Carolina. It's billed as the largest annual gathering for conservatives in that state. South Carolina Public Television posted her half-hour-long speech on YouTube. And a Democratic Iowa congressional candidate known for expletive-laced rants against the Republican incumbent has been excluded by her own party from a speaking role at a fundraiser. The Des Moines Register reports that the Polk County Democratic Party Committee voted not to invite Heather Ryan to speak at next month's steak fry. Ryan, a businesswoman from Des Moines, is seeking the Democratic nomination in the 3rd District to challenge GOP Representative David Young. Ryan has repeatedly used expletives to deride Young. Party chairman Sean Bagnuski says Ryan may still attend the event, but she's not prohibited and is not prohibited from speaking at other party-sponsored events. But officials cite the need for civil language by speakers at the televised event that will be open to children. Ryan says the snub is an attack on her freedom of speech. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.